mean, could you tell one from another?
They never used oars in this country.
I see.
Paddle's better anyway.
Okay. But a bateau, you use a paddle rather than a...
Paddle, always. You couldn't use...
You
couldn't use oars in a canoe. You turned it over.
In a bateau, though?
No, they used to use a paddle.
I see. Did you ever hear the expression, John Boat?
No. We don't have many streams, big streams. Just on the river, we'd have bateaus.
How big is the Tallapoosa River here? Is it pretty
big? Wide Creek.
Where is it? Which direction from here?
It's about 2 miles and a half north and 3 miles west.
I see. And then it runs down into Alabama.
That's right. Big river down there.
Talking about going someplace. Somebody wants to know when you're going someplace. And the answer is today. You say aye.
Today would be aye.
You say, when are you going? You say aye.
I'm going today.
All right. And talk about we, you'd say we.
We are going today.
All right. They're passing around some food, passing some food around the table, and they skipped you. They didn't give you any. You might say, to get some, them.
I'd say, please pass the...
Yeah.
Whatever it is.
All right, but if you put it in the form of a question, you might say, going to get some, em? Would you say, for example, ain't I going to get some? Am I going to get some? Aren't I going to get some?
I'd say, am I going to get some?
All right.
Aren't is stilted, then.
Okay. All right. How about ain't? How about ain't
They usually say ain't, or it is not.
Ain't would sound more natural to you than aren't, though. Aren't sounds
pretentious.
Is that the idea that aren't sounds more?
It sounds a little affected.
Okay. How about if you used it with they?
Use what?
To get some. Are they going to get some?
I say, are they going to get some?
All right. If a little child is lost his coat and hat, using the term clothes here for the coat and hat, mother might call the child and say, here, your clothes.
That's right.
Say, what?
Here are your clothes.
All right. Talking about people who believe something, would you say, there is many people who think so, or there are many people who think so?
Depend upon who you're speaking
to. Okay, now that's the kind of thing I'm interested in. Would you explain that to me a little bit? What do you mean by that? How would you vary that?
Speech is a matter of communication.
Yeah, but how would you vary it in a personal situation?
Well, if I was in the army and my hat was gone, I would say so-and-so stole my hat.
Right. Yeah, that's right.
But it depends upon whom you are speaking to.
Well, what kind of a person to whom would you be speaking to if you'd say there is many people who think so?
Well, he probably didn't know any better.
Right.
I'd say I wouldn't use it, but in that case, have it.
Right. If you want to pet a dog, and a dog, the dog...
I'm patting.
Okay. To pat a dog, and the dog might shy away from you. You might say to the dog, come here, that's all right. What's going to hurt you?
I don't know what I'd say to him.